Consulta has released its 7th annual Municipal Citizen Satisfaction Index, and by and large it's found that citizen satisfaction levels are declining each year and that their trust in their local municipality's ability to deliver on services is also diminishing. Well, earlier I spoke to Ineke Prinsloo. She's the head of customer insights at Consulta. Thanks very much for joining us, Ineke. So in your Citizen Satisfaction Index, you note that the expectations of citizens in terms of municipal service delivery and the perceived quality of service received is actually widening, with citizens having very little trust in their municipality's preparedness to fulfill their role. Perhaps you can tell us more in this regard.
Good afternoon, Nompo. Always a privilege to talk to you. And thank you very much for the invitation to talk about our citizen satisfaction.
Indeed,
in the latest index, what we've seen is that citizens and the expectations that citizens have of their local government and what they're actually experiencing as a delivery, that gap is widening. Now, of course, we did the index on the 8 metro municipalities in South Africa, and we do this customer satisfaction or citizen satisfaction index annually since 2012. And really what we've with the trends, although there was a slight recovery on the overall index last year, what we do see and what's worrisome is that gap that's increasing between expectations and the actual delivery. And I think it's also a little bit of a function of the citizens that really want the local governments to be accountable, but also the pressure for discretionary income and expecting so much more for every cent that we spend.
So what tend to be citizens' key gripes around local government service delivery?
It's a number very interesting. If we think about what we want from local governments and what is the core delivery that we're looking for as citizens, it's really around that holistic well-being. It's both from an economic perspective well-being, it's around environmental, and then our human well-being perspective. And the most important is very, very interesting to see that the index is really the things that are the most important and that we scored the lowest on are things that's talking to the environment. And that's specifically around garbage removal, wastage removal, making sure that our road infrastructure is kept well-managed.
Mm.
And then around clean water, although I do have to say that the municipalities did a lot better than what they did 2 years ago. And then most importantly, fourth most importantly to citizens is really about, and as I said, the human well-being. So parks and recreation, creating open spaces where we can get together as a community and where we can have some relaxation.
Mm.
So that was really the four, top four important. We scored a little bit better, as I said, on the water and sanitation, but certainly around garbage and wastage removal and our road infrastructure, that network that allows me to be able to earn an income. That was the most important and scored really, really low across the board.
Hmm. So coalition-run big metros appear to have fared quite badly in terms of service delivery, especially when you look at cases like Nelson Mandela Bay, Johannesburg and Tshwane, where politics basically seems to have trumped delivery.
Really do in the index, and the index, the purpose of the index is citizens that's marking the scorecard of local municipalities. So municipalities have a lot of measures that they can really measure themselves and understand whether they are delivering. And I think what the index really shows us is that it's so important for us as leadership in the local municipalities to be responsive, to listen and follow the citizens back to basics. Across the board, It's really about back to basics and making sure that as local government we live up to our mandate, get together, form the partnerships, create the platforms where we can have constructive dialogue with citizens about what's important to them. And that's what the intent of the index is. And we're starting to see that engagement with all of the municipalities that's starting to understand that citizens are asking us to be responsive leadership, to really make sure that we are seen as doers, and that we're engaging leaders in our local municipalities.
So your survey shows that Cape Town continues to be well rated. What is it that, you know, the leadership there is getting right as opposed to others?
I think if we do look at the index, that we've seen that Cape Town did extremely well again on the index. But so interestingly enough, that Ekurhuleni and Itakwini, Ekurhuleni has also been consistently performing well on the things that are important to citizens. As I said, those things that are back to basics. It's about the wastage removal. It's about the road infrastructure and the clean water and the recreational facilities. Hmm. Those are the things that both Cape Town and Ekurhuleni has done extremely well on. For Cape Town, well, they have done extremely well if we look at the trust. So citizens speaking positively and really trusting that we are going to deliver service, we actually see a little bit of a downward trend with Cape Town. So while they are delivering on the important thing for the citizens, a little bit we start seeing that gap appearing in terms of trusting that there will be consistent delivery in the future.
Having said all of that around Cape Town, what's the city of Cape Town's record in taking care of areas like the townships and your other sort of less formal settlements?
So I think the index at a holistic level is really looking at the citizens giving us the feedback. And specifically for Cape Town, there are a couple of markers that comes out of the citizen satisfaction that they need to look at. And specifically around the water and sanitation, Ekurhuleni has done extremely well. But water and sanitation and infrastructure delivery, those are the areas the city of Cape Town certainly needs to start looking at, because those are the things that we start seeing that is impacting on that little bit slide of trust in terms of the citizens expecting more from the city and making sure that they are delivering to what they are promising their citizens.
Mm. Now, going right across to the other end of the spectrum, Mangaung in the Free State scored the worst in your survey, and it's also scored very badly with the Auditor General reports as well. It just appears that people there just do as they please and that there's a huge lack of skill in the area of financial management. And of course, the ordinary folk are the ones who suffer.
Very interesting. If we look at the Auditor General's report, it's really about the way that I link it to this index. It's about being custodians. As custodians of both the financial and electoral capital that's being invested into local governments. And that's part of the mandate of local governments. We have a value exchange with our citizens, with local government, and we need to be responsible custodians of that investment if we are local government. And certainly, if we start looking at the Auditor General's report, it does show some of those burning platforms in terms of being responsible custodians of the investment we receive from citizenry. And again, as I said, the satisfaction benchmark is really the citizens that's marking the scorecard for the local government to look at the things and follow the citizens in terms of what is important for them. We've seen last week that there's the DDM development program, the district development program that was launched. And it's really about putting the skills into the districts to make sure that there's cooperation. I think that's a step in the right direction. And I think this is where all of these markers are going to start lining up. In terms of the citizen satisfaction, in terms of the Auditor General report and engagement with the local governments in terms of doing and spending, being responsible custodians of that investment in us and doing what they should be doing, what citizens are expecting from them.
So, Inika, with 2020 having been a torrid year, what with COVID-19 health and socioeconomic implications and an already apparent dissatisfaction with municipalities and their usefulness or otherwise, can we expect the local elections of next year to be highly contested?
Very interesting. If you remember, a couple of months ago, we talked about that community survey that we did as well. So we started to track the psyche of consumers throughout COVID and throughout the lockdown. And one of the things that we certainly saw there is that there's the social and economic upheaval, the psyche that's been changed of consumers. And as I said, it's back to basics. It's about safety, security, making sure that I can earn an income and that my health, that I can take care of my family and my health. That was one of the findings. And we really saw that it's absolutely about basics. And again, for consumers, then we ask them, what are you going to spend more on while you are so sensitive about every cent that of discretionary income? Wrapping that all and bringing it together, it's really about the agenda of the citizen that is back to basics. What's going to be most important for citizens going forward is a safe an environment where I can live, where I can generate the income and where I can look after my family. And making sure that I expect I'm going to pay more for utilities, but that you are a responsible custodian. And that's certainly the best. benchmark in the psyche of consumers that are our citizens that is going to go forward in how they look at how their local municipalities.
That was Ineke Prinsloo. She's the head of customer insights at Consulta.